This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
A good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
This is Brad Young in this evening for At Your Service. How are you? And by the way, Stuart McMillan mentioned Stuart, come back on here. You mentioned the wishbone.
Yeah.
Any idea where that wishbone thing got started? Because I don't.
I do not know where it got started at all, actually.
I mean, I would rather, and this has always intrigued me, Stuart. I mean, you're going to say, gosh, Brad, you're entertained by the weirdest things. But whenever we would get that wishbone, I always thought, why am I fighting over a meatless pelvic bone that's greasy and slimy? If you want to fight over something, let's fight over the leg. Let's fight over
something with substance.
Yeah, why am I fighting over a meatless bone?
That is a good point.
That's slimy. Why? I don't want to do that.
So, I mean, I never did this tradition as a kid. For some reason, our family, both sides of the family, mom, dad, whatever, they did not want to do this. But this year I thought, you know what? We're going to do the wishbone. We're going to do it. We had our Thanksgiving on Saturday with the Mac clan. And
okay.
I actually had to Google where it was. That's how anti-turkey I am. I have no idea where all the bones are. Found it, cleaned it off. It was not slimy because I cleaned it. So
okay,
are you supposed to clean it for the kids or are you supposed to leave it slimy so it's harder to...
Seems like that's more of a challenge if you leave it slimy.
Next year,
leave it slimy.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have kids that are going to be like, if you're going to try to game it, they'll be putting on rubber gloves or something because they're going to say, yeah, I'm going to win this.
Yeah, as John Madden, get some stick'em. You know,
get
John Madden say, get some stick'em for
that's
that.
Right. But I've always just wondered, why are we fighting over this? I want to fight over something with some meat on it.
Right. You know, there are plenty of fights for Thanksgiving.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
Might as well just add on one more, throw on another drumstick. No big deal.
Absolutely. Well, you enjoy the drumstick. You're beating
the slow drum here.
Exactly.
At AMOX, yes.
Very good. We're going to talk a lot about Thanksgiving tonight, by the way. And in fact, I had lined up a few interviews for tonight, and I decided to postpone them because I wanted just to leave the phone lines open all night long. So if one of the things I want to hear from you, we're going to talk about some Thanksgiving traditions and food that you like. What's your favorite food for Thanksgiving? We're going to get into all that. Of course, I've got news of the day. I've got some legal issues. I've got some ethical issues to ponder, some polling data to discuss, lots to do, lots to ponder as we go through the evening. But just as we go through the show, I'm just going to be reminding you, hey, phone lines are open. Would love to hear from you about your particular Thanksgiving traditions. What are they? And the other thing that occurred to me as I was thinking about the show yesterday and even this morning, I was thinking about how Thanksgiving traditions have changed, that things have, like with every tradition, with every custom, things change, they evolve. Obviously, technology plays a big part. So because we couldn't watch streaming when I was a kid, it didn't exist. So, but now you can go and watch literally anything that you want. So how have your Thanksgiving traditions changed over time? I would love to hear from you this evening, either by phone or by text, 314-436-7900. Matt Pajeski, I mentioned right before the top of the hour when I was on with Joe, everyone wants to know the Pajeski tradition because, you know, you blow it out of the park for Halloween.
Yes, we do.
That bar is set at a skyscraper height for Halloween. What do the Pajeskis do for Thanksgiving?
Well, all of the time and energy that goes into Halloween decorations goes into the food that my family makes at Thanksgiving. We're probably not decorating the house as much for Thanksgiving. There's not really much you can do for Thanksgiving decorations. But we start off the day eating. As soon as you wake up, there's an egg and sausage casserole on your plate. There's monkey bread. I like to put the hot sauce on the egg casserole. Football on the TV all day. By noon, you're already tired. You're taking a nap on the couch.
Food coma.
Yeah, food coma. We usually eat around 2 or 3 o'clock for the big meal. We always go to my uncle's house. That's just been the tradition every year.
Now, is this a cool uncle? I'm not going to try to embarrass
very
anything.
Cool uncle.
Very cool. Okay, so it's not like the drunk uncle.
No, I'm very fortunate. I've got cool family members.
That's good.
Well, we always get along. There's no awkward conversations. The food is always fantastic. Green bean casserole is the star of the show every year, at least in my humble opinion. Turkey's fantastic every year. Sometimes we stuff the turkey with the stuffing. That's good, too. And then at the end of Thanksgiving, this is like day one of Christmas, pretty much, at least for our family. Some people start day one in October or, you know, early November. Not us. But Thanksgiving night, we always watch Home Alone as kind of an introduction into the Christmas season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I did mention you. I heard you talking during the break with Joe about the putting the hot sauce on the egg casserole and the monkey bread. And I mentioned that when my wife makes the egg casserole, she uses Jimmy Dean hot sausage.
Yeah.
And so that in of itself doesn't make it really spicy because it's not hot like, ooh, this is good and hot.
Right.
But it makes it like you're like, hey, wow, that tastes different and delicious. Then you can hit it with the hot sauce and make it even hotter, but which I frequently do. But you might want to pass along, use the Jimmy Dean hot sausage, and that's a very good addition to the recipe.
I'll pass that along. Yeah, you're right about the hot sauce. Even the hot sauce that we use isn't some extra wild buffalo ghost pepper hot sauce or anything like that. It's just a little enhancement to the egg casserole.
Exactly. That's very good. I've never tried hot sauce on monkey bread.
No, we don't do that.
Okay, you don't do that. All right, good. I've never tried that.
That's probably not any good.
I don't think that would be good. So, and the other thing, too, we're going to head to a break here, but if you've had Thanksgiving meals or food that you tried at Thanksgiving that didn't work, I mean, I want to hear that because, frankly, that's going to be a lot funnier. So, anyway, phone lines are open the entire evening tonight, 314-436-7900. Before we go to the break, though, I just got a text. It says, the wishbone fight is after it dries. One person on each end, think a wish, then together count to three and pull. Large piece equals get the wish. Oh, I get that. I get that that's the tradition with the whole wishbone. But at the end of the day, I want something better than a wish. I want a big hunk of chicken meat on there. And that's why I never liked the idea of fighting over the wishbone, because it was, you know, basically meatless and there was nothing interesting about it. But yes, that is how it's supposed to go. And how we're supposed to go is to take a break. So we'll be back right after this on At Your Service on a Thanksgiving edition on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Welcome back to At Your Service. And by the way, I was coming in this evening and I got to see Michael Calhoun and we got to chat a little bit. And I don't get to see him a lot because I don't do a lot of stuff during the day here on KMOX. And he's usually here during the day. So it was nice to run in to Michael Calhoun and talk to him and catch up with him a little bit this evening while as I was coming into the studio. But it's especially good to catch up with you. So, again, if you've got some ideas about Thanksgiving traditions, your favorite food, maybe traditions that have changed over time and how that's changed, I would love to hear from you. 314-436-7900. That's call or text. And by the way, as the show unfolds this evening, one of the things that I just kind of took some notes today just to pull together what I think about Thanksgiving, what it really means, and how we're supposed to honor the whole idea of Thanksgiving. So I'll be getting into that as well as the show unfolds. One of the things that always comes up on Thanksgiving is, and particularly now because of the polarization of our country, but one of the things that comes up is, oh, you shouldn't talk about a lot of things that that might cause folks to have a disagreement. And, you know, that doesn't come into my household. We'll talk to anything about anything in my house. That's not a problem. But there's a survey that came out that says that many young people, young Americans, are choosing really just to avoid even the potential minefield of political discussions because they don't want to get into an argument or get into a discussion, really, with anyone else. So this survey that came out, it was a survey of 2,000 Americans. It's a Harris poll. That's a very well-known, named, company that does polling, so it's not, you know, it's not biased. It's a very good poll, revealed that 51% of Gen Z opt really just to skip family gatherings completely, just to skip them. 51% says they don't even want to show up because they dread dealing with the potential for political discourse. Now, I'm a guy that argues for a living. I understand that. But from my perspective, it seems like instead of running from the argument, why don't you come to Thanksgiving prepared to back up what you believe? I mean, and you don't have to do it in an adversarial way. That's one of the things that really irks me about even my own profession, is that we have to learn to be disagreeable in an agreeable fashion. And that sounds like a contradiction, but it's really not. I mean, you can discuss ideas that you differ with an opinion. It's when we start throwing out names and comparing people to Hitler and calling them evil and Nazis. I mean, that's when the problems occur. But what's the problem of discussing ideas at Thanksgiving? Back up what you believe. And you should, if you have opinions, you should be able to back them up. One of the things that I think occurs, whereas maybe people can't do that today like they used to, is because we're all in echo chambers so many times. Whether it's at college, you know, if you're on a college campus, you're never going to hear a conservative thought. You're never going to hear a Christian viewpoint. You're only going to hear the orthodox, liberal, progressive line. That's all you're going to hear. And so at that point, you don't have to defend your ideas because everyone around you agrees with you. Or look at it from a social media perspective. We've sometimes limited our social media experience to where we're only hearing from or technically reading the postings and interacting with people who agree with us. Or is it happen like that even at churches? A lot of times churches will all have a rather homogeneous view of politics or issues of the day. Or even if you want to take it even a step further, in our households. So when we get together at a function like this, to me, that's the perfect time to discuss ideas. Everyone may not agree with me, but have you ever had, and Matt, I want to ask you, have you ever had any political conversations get out of hand or any name calling at any family functions?
Not any family functions, no. Brad, I feel like my parents raised me the right way with, yep, you know, to be respectful. And
good.
There's a
good
time and place for everything. And if you want to get nasty with your comments, you take it outside. And I mean, that's not what you do at a family gathering, especially when you're there with close loved ones and, mm-hmm, you know, with older people, especially. It would just be totally disrespectful.
It would be to
air out something like that.
It would be. But what do you think of this idea that says, and again, I'm not asking you because I think you're the representative of all young people in America. I'm not asking you that. All right. But what do you think of this idea that says 51% of folks about your age are saying that they don't even want to go to an event because of the possibility that there could be some discussions that make them uncomfortable? How does that make you feel?
It makes me sad, Brad. It makes me feel fortunate for the family that I have. And if I could talk to all 51% of those people, I would tell them that, you know, you're not going to have your family forever, especially,
sure,
people older than you, your parents, and especially your grandparents. Go to those family events, go to the holiday gatherings and the dinners, and just spend time and enjoy the people who are family, who
cherish
you deep down you love. You may,
mm-hmm,
not agree with them, but that's who, you know, you don't choose your family. So learn to live with them and learn to love them. Don't waste a holiday or a special meeting because of politics.
Exactly. And what's with this idea that says I can really only like someone if I agree with them 100% of the time? I mean, think about, Matt, your relationships and the people that you know and love and enjoy. They probably all don't agree with you on 100% of everything,
do they? No, we don't.
No. And some of it sounds trite to say, oh, some of my best friends don't agree with me, but a lot of my best friends, we don't agree politically, we don't agree religiously, we don't necessarily agree on socioeconomic things, but we're still good friends for other reasons. And aren't we losing that ability to love our family members and to enjoy enriching friendships when everything has to be judged by whether you agree with me or not?
I think so, 100%. I mean, I make friends through things outside of politics. Politics is not my forte. So, but maybe that's true for other people. But I make my friends through our shared love of music, movies. You know, what we took similar classes in high school.
Yes,
that's how I, you know, become friends with people. It's not because we both agree on the same political things. That's just me, though.
Right, and even within at the young household, everyone at that table isn't going to agree with me. Now, you know, I always like to say if they talk to me long enough, I'll convince them that I'm right, okay? But that's not true. I'm being facetious, okay? All right. But we shouldn't be in a position where we're gauging whether we can even have a meal with someone based on the idea that we might disagree with them.
Right.
And I just hope that, and again, it's not just young, it's the young and the old and the in-between, because we've become so marginalized in so many areas. And I don't think we're going to, at any family meal, we shouldn't have a discussion where it ends in basically from the river to the sea and I'm going to cast you out and you're an evil Nazi, Hitler, socialist, fascist. I mean, if we start throwing around terms like that, yeah, the wishbone isn't the only bone that's going to get broken at that kind of a meal, but it doesn't have to be that. We should learn to get along with folks, even those with whom we disagree.
Got a question for you, Brad.
Yeah.
You've been around longer than I have been. Is this a new notion, or did you grow up with you know, this sort of sentiment back then and back when you grew up that, oh, grandpa's coming over tonight, he's going to say something, or uncle so-and-so is going to come over and make sure you just try to ignore it or whatever. Is this a new thing, or has this been going on since the beginning of time?
Boy, that's a great question. I know at my house, my dad was loud, he was boisterous, he was opinionated, and oftentimes facts were irrelevant, okay? so he would just throw out things, but there was never any of a situation where somebody would say, oh, I can't listen to him, I'm going to leave. I mean, we just laughed it off as, well, okay, my dad's name is Roger. Just let Roger say what he wants to say, and then we'll get to having a good time. So there wasn't this idea that I have to leave because I disagree with something he says. Everybody just kind of let him say what he said, and then he'll be done with it.
Yeah.
But now I think there's this idea that we can't even be offended. That, oh my goodness, that my, and I'm not trying to necessarily align it with the snowflake mentality, but, you know, my precious ears can't hear something with that I disagree with. And I'm like, no, not at all. You've heard me tell this story before, but when I was in a class in college, not in law school, I was arguing a position, and the professor said to me, Brad, you know that literally no one in this class agrees with you. Because it was a conservative legal position, and the professor was very liberal. The kids in there were very liberal. And she said, you know, no, literally nobody in this room agrees with you. And I said, that's fine. You know, go get 20 of your friends, and then, you know, maybe it'll be a fair argument. So, but it didn't bother me. That professor gave me an A in that class, but she didn't base it on whether she agreed with me or not. And it just seems like now that we've moved beyond that. So I'm going to encourage you. In fact, after the break, I'm going to give you some other topics to bring up at Thanksgiving. But I'm going to encourage you, don't shy away from discussions. I mean, discussions are how we exchange ideas, how we get to know people. That's why I do this show. I'm not in the radio business. I do this show because I'm in the idea business. And I like exchanging ideas with folks just like you. 314-436-7900. More on Thanksgiving after this on Azure Service. Grab a grab a chicken leg or a turkey leg and join us after the break. The master of relevant bumper music, Matt Pajeski. Thank you very much, my friend. So we're talking about Thanksgiving traditions. And, of course, I'd like to hear yours, 314-436-7900. One of my Thanksgiving traditions, since I've started at KMOX, 5 or 6 years ago now, is to play this clip. And let me set it up for you. When I was a kid in the 70s, one of my favorite shows was WKRP, Big Surprise. But if you aren't familiar with WKRP, it was a TV show. It was a comedy, and it was about a small radio station in Cincinnati. And they played rock music, and they had a news guy, and they had an advertising guy, and they had all the elements of a radio station turned into a comedy. And to this day, I've watched reruns, and it holds up. It's very funny. And they did on WKRP, they did a Thanksgiving episode where there was going to be a Thanksgiving parade, and the Thanksgiving parade was going to be covered by their news guy, Les Nessman. And as Les goes out for the beginning of the parade, it then goes like this.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting. We're here to witness the big WKRP turkey Thanksgiving giveaway.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. W-K-R-P. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. Second, third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes! One just went to the windshield of a parked car! Johnny, this is terrible!
The car is running around, pushing each other!
Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about! The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement! I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives!
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
We were laughing. Matt Pajeski and I were laughing here in the studio just listening to that and revisiting it. And one of the reasons why this is funny, and hopefully you picked up on it, is that it kind of parodies in a comic fashion the coverage of the crash of the Hindenburg in 1937. And if you've heard that very famous radio coverage by Herbert Morrison, as he's talking about the Hindenburg catching fire and falling in the flames, that was a real disaster. And yet in this instance with WKRP, it's funny because he's parroting to some extent the style of Herb Morrison covering the Hindenburg disaster, except this was just a Thanksgiving disaster. And it's also funny, obviously, because they didn't know that turkeys can't fly. So obviously, if you've seen it, there's no turkeys were harmed in the filming of this TV show. You don't see the turkeys falling. But on the TV show, and I'll always remember this, the camera is on Les Nessman covering it. And as he is describing the events and as he realizes that what's falling from the helicopter are turkeys, his whole countenance changes. And it's great. So that's one of my Thanksgiving traditions that I try to do every Thanksgiving here on KMOX. Now, we talked before the break about topics of discussion and how... And by the way, thank you, Mary Lynn, for texting in and saying that's a classic. Yes, it is a classic. But as we're talking about topics, and discussion topics can get dicey, as we talked about in the last segment. But I came up with, as I was thinking today, I came up with four, and these are the wonkiest topics that no one's going to really want to talk about. But it'll be a diversionary tactic. So you don't have to talk about Trump. You don't have to talk about Biden. You don't have to talk about all the things that make it very easy to discuss. These are challenging topics. So bring up the idea of CRISPR and gene editing. Now, Nat, that doesn't sound like something that would be a good discussion topic to you for a Thanksgiving meal.
No, probably not. maybe in other households, but not mine.
Okay. Well, see, I think that would be fun to talk about because I don't know if you know about this, but with CRISPR, it's just a device that allows scientists to literally genetically modify DNA. And they can modify genes. Right now, it's used primarily in agriculture. But someday, and probably that someday might be next year, probably in China or some other Asian country, where scientists are going to use CRISPR to change the genetic makeup of human beings. It could happen tomorrow. And we don't know when it's going to happen. It's not really a question of if. It's just a question of when. And if you've ever seen, there's a movie called, I'm stretching here, it's called Gattaca. And in the movie Gattaca, everyone is genetically enhanced, except the main character in the movie is not genetically enhanced. And he's kind of looked down upon because he's not one of the genetically enhanced people. It's not a big budget movie, but it's one of those movies that makes you think. And think about this. How would it be in our country, in our world? We talk about discrimination, racial discrimination. We talk about gender discrimination. We talk about age discrimination, right? My law firm defends, is primarily an employment law firm. And we have a lot of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
The master of relevant bumper music, Matt Pajeski. Thank you very much, my friend. So we're talking about Thanksgiving traditions. And, of course, I'd like to hear yours, 314-436-7900. One of my Thanksgiving traditions since I've started at KMOX, five or six years ago now, is to play this clip. And let me set it up for you. When I was a kid in the 70s, one of my favorite shows was WKRP, Big Surprise. But if you aren't familiar with WKRP, it was a TV show. It was a comedy, and it was about a small radio station in Cincinnati. And they played rock music, and they had a news guy, and they had an advertising guy, and they had all the elements of a radio station turned into a comedy. And to this day, I've watched reruns, and it holds up. It's very funny. And they did on WKRP, they did a Thanksgiving episode where there was going to be a Thanksgiving parade, and the Thanksgiving parade was going to be covered by their news guy, Les Nessman. And as Les goes out for the beginning of the parade, it then goes like this.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting. We're here to witness the big WKRP turkey Thanksgiving giveaway.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. WKRP. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, honey, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes! One just went to the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible.
The car is running around, pushing each other.
Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
We were laughing. Matt Pajeski and I were laughing here in the studio just listening to that and revisiting it. And one of the reasons why this is funny, and hopefully you picked up on it, is that it kind of parodies in a comic fashion the coverage of the crash of the Hindenburg in 1937. And if you've heard that very famous radio coverage by Herbert Morrison, as he's talking about the Hindenburg catching fire and falling in the flames, that was a real disaster. And yet in this instance with WKRP, it's funny because he's parroting to some extent the style of Herb Morrison covering the Hindenburg disaster, except this was just a Thanksgiving disaster. And it's also funny, obviously, because they didn't know that turkeys can't fly. So obviously, if you've seen it, there's no turkeys were harmed in the filming of this TV show. You don't see the turkeys falling. But on the TV show, I'll always remember this, the camera is on Les Nessman covering it. And as he is describing the events and as he realizes that what's falling from the helicopter are turkeys, his whole countenance changes. And it's just, it's great. So that's one of my Thanksgiving traditions that I try to do every Thanksgiving here on KMOX. Now, we talked before the break about topics of discussion and how, and by the way, thank you, Mary Lynn, for texting in and saying that's a classic. Yes, it is a classic. But as we're talking about topics, and discussion topics can get dicey, as we talked about in the last segment. But I came up with, as I was thinking today, I came up with four, and these are the wonkiest topics that no one's going to really want to talk about. But it'll be a diversionary tactic. So you don't have to talk about Trump. You don't have to talk about Biden. You don't have to talk about all the things that make it very easy to discuss. These are challenging topics. So bring up the idea of CRISPR and gene editing. Now, Nat, that doesn't sound like something that would be a good discussion topic to you for a Thanksgiving meal.
No, probably not. No. maybe in other households, but not mine.
Okay. Well, see, I think that would be fun to talk about because I don't know if you know about this, but with CRISPR, it's just a device that allows scientists to literally genetically modify DNA. And they can modify genes. Right now, it's used primarily in agriculture. But someday, and probably that someday might be next year, probably in China or some other Asian country, where scientists are going to use CRISPR to change the genetic makeup of human beings. It could happen tomorrow. And we don't know when it's going to happen. It's not really a question of if. It's just a question of when. And if you've ever seen, there's a movie called, I'm stretching here, it's called Gattaca. And in the movie Gattaca, everyone is genetically enhanced, except the main character in the movie is not genetically enhanced. And he's kind of looked down upon because he's not one of the genetically enhanced people. It's not a big budget movie, but it's one of those movies that makes you think. And think about this. How would it be in our country, in our world? We talk about discrimination, racial discrimination. We talk about gender discrimination. We talk about age discrimination, right? My law firm is primarily an employment law firm, and we have a lot of discrimination cases. But what about genetic discrimination? What would our world be like if, with CRISPR and gene editing, you had individuals who are artificially enhanced? This is not science fiction. This is not some Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. This is today. This is science that we have right now. Would it be fair if we were competing against getting into college against someone who was genetically enhanced intellectually? You know, we look at colleges today, and it took a Supreme Court decision to say that it was wrong to discriminate against Asians getting into Harvard. It took the Supreme Court to tell us that, which to me is shocking. We should be allowing anyone into college. We shouldn't be discriminating against anyone. And yet Asians were discriminated against, and it took the Supreme Court to stop that practice. But what happens when people are artificially enhanced intellectually? Will we have to have a quota on how many of those people we let into colleges? How would that impact our race with China? So if China develops and has no ethical concerns and develops gene editing techniques, how would that impact the development of everything from artificial intelligence to hypersonic missile technology to quantum computers if China unethically allows their scientists to be genetically enhanced and ours don't, because we view it as being unethical? I think that's a fascinating topic for a Thanksgiving meal. Maybe not, but it would be at my house. And one other is voice cloning. Now, have you heard of this topic before, Matt? Voice cloning?
Is this similar to like a deep fake where
yes. It
kind of uses your image, but in this case, like your voice?
Yeah. And this voice cloning technology that's out there now, and in fact, I've seen several stories on it. And you work with audio equipment all day long, but this is something that would do like a sample of someone's voice. You could pick it up by calling them on the phone, and then you could digitally recreate it. And then once it's digitally recreated, you can have that person say anything.
I've heard some horror stories about this, Brad.
Well, like what?
Well, people will call loved ones and in that person's voice saying, help. I've been kidnapped. I need, you know, $10,000 to pay off so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Please send it to this account. And people just use it for good. You can't use any of this technology for good, Brad. It's got to be
sour. An angle.
Yeah, there's got to be malintent everywhere.
Isn't that something? I know. I personally know of a woman at my church who she was elderly and she got scammed out of a very large sum of money, and it wasn't even by someone who was using voice cloning. But you can imagine in the scenario that you just outlined. That could be disastrous by calling someone and posing that. If you could trick older people out of giving up money just by being a good faker on the phone, this would seal the deal.
Yeah, I heard you need to establish safe words, or like kind of like how your computer asks you security questions.
Yes,
with your immediate circle, you need to have like a safe word or a security question so that you can confirm that it is mm-hmm. actually Brad Young that I'm talking to on the phone and not some AI-generated clone.
Okay, Grandma, I'm never going to ask you for money unless I use the word giraffe, yeah, okay? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Have a safe word. But see, if you think about it, there's other things that you can talk about at Thanksgiving that aren't so divisive. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about two ideas. And I love ideas. And the two ideas I want to discuss in the last segment here in this hour is the idea of that America has so much to be thankful for. Do we take America for granted? But then secondly, I want to discuss this idea that being thankful has to have an object. We have to be thankful to someone, to something. We can't just be generically thankful, because thankfulness has to have an object of being thankful. I want to talk about those two ideas coming up in the next segment here on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. And I thank you. You did not love me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. But you took it. Thankfulness here on The Voice of St. Louis this evening. Thanks for staying up late with us here on At Your Service. Brad Young in tonight. And yes, what are you thankful for? And one of the ideas that I want to discuss in this segment is this idea that I think that we, when we're being thankful, that we take America for granted. Because if you watch the news, if you look at social media, if you listen to talk radio, there's a lot of divisiveness in the world. And so in that divisiveness, we sometimes fail to realize how good things are. And what occurred to me was the biblical story of Adam and Eve. And they had everything going for them. They literally were living in paradise, but they weren't thankful for what they had, and they had to give it all up literally for the one thing that was off limits. There was one thing that was off limits. You had everything else, you gave it up for that. And to me, that came from this idea that maybe they weren't thankful for what they had. Think about this country. I mean, certainly America is not a paradise, and I would never say that it is, but very few countries really could compare to the United States in terms of what we have, the freedoms that we enjoy. Are there problems? Of course. Nothing's perfect. But we have it better than just about anyone else. And any other nations in the world who have it better than the United States, the reason they have it better is because of the United States. So in other words, you could say, and I've heard this argument many times, life is better in Norway or Sweden or Switzerland. Yeah, of course it is, because the United States kept them free. And the basis for any place that's enjoyable is freedom. That's why prison's not a lot of fun. Because there's no freedom there. And so I think that we take our country for granted. We take freedom for granted. And some would, I think, trade our rich inheritance. You know, we have an inheritance in this country of freedom, of being able to buy property, of upward mobility. Someone can come from nothing and start a company and become a billionaire. I mean, that's still an option today. That's not an option in most countries. but it is here because of freedom. And we take that freedom for granted. But as I talk to people, as I read an enormous amount throughout the day, I just see so many Americans who are just trying to, or maybe they're lured into, trying to trade our rich inheritance really for this rotten fruit of false promises that if we just tax the rich, life will be better. If we just have universal health care, life will be better. If we have all of these government programs, that things will be better. And that we lose perspective on exactly what we have. Because if you think about it, a right to services cannot be guaranteed without compelling somebody else to provide those services. So as our increase of rights, meaning things that others have to do for us, go up, then the amount of freedom that everyone else enjoys goes down. So to some extent, there's this inverse relationship between rights and freedom. I mean, we do have a lot of rights in this country, but as we get more and more so-called rights, then in many instances, for others, those freedoms will become less and less. And so we also, I think, struggle in this country with this idea of equality versus equal access. What does that mean? Well, we hear under the Constitution, we know under our legal system that we have the right to be treated fairly. But that doesn't mean the right to have an equal outcome. So in other words, if someone looks at Elon Musk and says, well, it's not right, it's not fair that he has however many billion dollars he has this month, because I don't have that much. The only way that we could make that quote fair unquote is to forcibly take money away from him. And at that point, how fair is that? That a guy starts a business, and I'm not arguing in favor of Elon Musk, I'm just using him as an example to say your desire for equality of outcome means that someone else has to lose their freedom. Someone else who started a business, someone else who's started a company, created something new. You know, we saw a great big, really an upheaval this week in the company OpenAI that made ChatGPT, when the founder of the company was fired and he went to Microsoft, and then in the middle of the night he quit Microsoft and went back to his original company. And this guy is literally one of four or five companies in this country that's controlling artificial intelligence. So if you look at that, that's obviously going to be a $1 trillion business in the not too distant future. So should those people lose their freedom, their right to earn a living, their right to create businesses so that the wealth can be spread so that others can have an equal outcome? No. But we fail to realize the benefits of freedom when we focus exclusively on rights. And to me, I think that means taking our country for granted. The other idea that I want to talk about here in the 2 minutes that I have is this idea that thankfulness has to have an object. You know, if you listen tomorrow, when you listen tomorrow at the dinner table, people are going to say, well, I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that. But you can't be thankful. You have to be thankful for who provided it. So for me as a Christian, that's easy. I can look and I can say, every good and perfect gift comes from God, and I can recognize that that comes from our Creator. But regardless of whether you're a person of faith or not, are you thankful for anything? And secondly, if you are, to whom are you thankful? It's not enough to say, I'm thankful for my job, because that doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't mean anything. You could say, I'm thankful to my employer for having a company and hiring me, then your thankfulness has an object. Or you can say, I'm thankful for the things that my spouse provides. Okay, then the point of the object of your thankfulness becomes your spouse. Or for Christians, the thankfulness that we have is in the world that God's created and the freedoms that he's given us, particularly through Jesus. So that's a Christian perspective. I'm not trying to turn this into a sermon. What I'm trying to lay on you for tomorrow is, as you discuss this idea of thankfulness, understand and recognize where that thankfulness is placed. Hey, we're going to come up here on a hard break, but stick around after the break. We've got another hour of At Your Service. In the next hour, we're going to talk about a little bit of SpaceX, a little bit of Elon Musk. We're going to discuss whether Trump is an insurrectionist and should be kept off the ballot. You know, just non-controversial topics like those. All of that and more to come in the next hour here on At Your Service, Camo X. Thankfulness here on the Voice of St. Louis this evening. Thanks for staying up late with us here on At Your Service. Brad Young in tonight. And yes, what are you thankful for? And one of the ideas that I want to discuss in this segment is this idea that I think that we, when we're being thankful, that we take America for granted. Because if you watch the news, if you look at social media, if you listen to talk radio, there's a lot of divisiveness in the world. And so in that divisiveness, we sometimes fail to realize how good things are. And what occurred to me was the biblical story of Adam and Eve. And they had everything going for them. They literally were living in paradise, but they weren't thankful for what they had. And they had to give it all up literally for the one thing that was off limits. There was one thing that was off limits. You had everything else. You gave it up for that. And to me, that came from this idea that maybe they weren't thankful for what they had. Think about this country. I mean, certainly America is not a paradise, and I would never say that it is. But very few countries really could compare to the United States in terms of what we have, the freedoms that we enjoy. Are there problems? Of course. Nothing's perfect. But we have it better than just about anyone else. And any other nations in the world who have it better than the United States, the reason they have it better is because of the United States. So in other words, you could say, and I've heard this argument many times, well, life is better in Norway or Sweden or Switzerland. Yeah, of course it is, because the United States kept them free. And the basis for any place that's enjoyable is freedom. That's why prison's not a lot of fun, because there's no freedom there. And so I think that we take our country for granted. We take freedom for granted. And some would, I think, trade our rich inheritance. You know, we have an inheritance in this country of freedom, of being able to buy property, of upward mobility. Someone can come from nothing and start a company and become a billionaire. I mean, that's still an option today. That's not an option in most countries, but it is here because of freedom. And we take that freedom for granted. But as I talk to people, as I read an enormous amount throughout the day, I just see so many Americans who are just trying to, or maybe they're lured into, trying to trade our rich inheritance really for this rotten fruit of false promises that if we just tax the rich, life will be better. If we just have universal health care, life will be better. If we have all of these government programs, that things will be better. And that we lose perspective on exactly what we have. Because if you think about it, a right to services cannot be guaranteed without compelling somebody else to provide those services. So as our increase of rights, meaning things that others have to do for us, go up, then the amount of freedom that everyone else enjoys goes down. So to some extent, there's this inverse relationship between rights and freedom. I mean, we do have a lot of rights in this country, but as we get more and more so-called rights, then in many instances, for others, those freedoms will become less and less. And so we also, I think, struggle in this country with this idea of equality versus equal access. What does that mean? Well, we hear under the Constitution, we know under our legal system that we have the right to be treated fairly. But that doesn't mean the right to have an equal outcome. So in other words, if someone looks at Elon Musk and says, well, it's not right, it's not fair that he has however many billion dollars he has this month, because I don't have that much. The only way that we could make that, quote, fair, unquote, is to forcibly take money away from him. And at that point, how fair is that? That a guy starts a business, and I'm not arguing in favor of Elon Musk. I'm just using him as an example to say your desire for equality of outcome means that someone else has to lose their freedom. Someone else who started a business, someone else who's started a company, created something new. You know, we saw a great big, really an upheaval this week in the company OpenAI that made ChatGPT when the founder of the company was fired and he went to Microsoft. And then in the middle of the night, he quit Microsoft and went back to his original company. And this guy is literally one of four or five companies in this country that's controlling artificial intelligence. So if you look at that, that's obviously going to be a $1 trillion business in the not too distant future. So should those people lose their freedom, their right to earn a living, their right to create businesses so that the wealth can be spread so that others can have an equal outcome? No. But we fail to realize the benefits of freedom when we focus exclusively on rights. And to me, I think that means taking our country for granted. The other idea that I want to talk about here in the 2 minutes that I have is this idea that thankfulness has to have an object. You know, if you listen tomorrow, when you listen tomorrow at the dinner table, people are going to say, well, I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that. But you can't be thankful. You have to be thankful for who provided it. So for me as a Christian, that's easy. I can look and I can say every good and perfect gift comes from God. And I can recognize that that comes from our Creator. But regardless of whether you're a person of faith or not, are you thankful for anything? And secondly, if you are, to whom are you thankful? It's not enough to say, I'm thankful for my job, because that doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't mean anything. You could say, I'm thankful to my employer for having a company and hiring me. Then your thankfulness has an object. Or you could say, I'm thankful for the things that my spouse provides. Okay, then the point of the object of your thankfulness becomes your spouse. Or for Christians, the thankfulness that we have is in the world that God's created and the freedoms that he's given us, particularly through Jesus. So that's a Christian perspective. I'm not trying to turn this into a sermon. What I'm trying to lay on you for tomorrow is, as you discuss this idea of thankfulness, understand and recognize where that thankfulness is placed. Hey, we're going to come up here on a hard break, but stick around after the break. We've got another hour of At Your Service. In the next hour, we're going to talk about a little bit of SpaceX, a little bit of Elon Musk. We're going to discuss whether Trump is an insurrectionist and should be kept off the ballot. You know, just non-controversial topics like those. All of that and more to come in the next hour here on At Your Service, Camo X.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.